Okay, a bit more in the saga about buying an electric car. Well, Nissan is still playing silly buggers. And yesterday I decided, well, I'll go and have a look at the Hyundai garage there because they've got that Ioniq in there. He said it would give me a good price. He said it would give me a price as if I'd got the money from the government incentive money. So thought, well, if it give me a price of about 30 grand for the car, I'll bite his hand off because it's a good car anyway. I'll tell you what, when I went into the garage and I saw it there, well, it was the hybrid version that they got in the garage there. But I saw it. This is lovely, really nice looking car. Outside of it, it looks great. Inside of it, it's all very plush and it looks great. And I'm sure it drives pretty well too. Be nice to have a bit of a driver one actually to see what it's like compared to the Leaf. Anyway, so after all that there, he talked into me and price and stuff like that. And he never mentioned a thing about the deal he was going to give me before with discount that would give me the price, you know, as if I'd got the government incentive money. So the price he came up with in the end, it was pretty much the same as what I'd be paying for the Leaf. And, you know, out of the two, I think I'd rather have the Leaf. Fortunately, I went to the Nissan dealership, which was right next door. And I sat inside a Leaf there and I thought, you know what, this feels comfortable in here. I kind of like know this car because I've driven it twice and I've been researching it for the last 6 months while I've been waiting since I put my order in December. And I thought, well, as I was driving back home again, I mean, I was extremely tired and not really thinking straight probably anyway. But as I was driving home, I was thinking, oh, well, what the hell? I mean, I'll just get the Leaf anyway because, I mean, I've been sort of, you know, promising myself for so long and it's the car I want anyway and... And it still is. It's the Leaf, even though it's got some problems with the battery there, battery management, temperature management system. It's still perfect car for me and for what I wanted to do. So I'm back on the Leaf again. Now, I'm still sort of not happy with the dealership that I'm buying the car from up to this point. But the guy at the campsite where I work there, he's a customer here and he tells me that he works at Nissan Garage and it's the biggest one in Barcelona and sells a lot of Nissans. And he says, come into the garage and talk to this fella here and he'll give you a good price. And you know what? We've got some cars coming in at the end of the month and they'll be ready for delivery the first week of June. And I'm sure we could do a deal. It's worth having a look, isn't it? So as things stand at the moment, I've at least got one car that's guaranteed for me for the end of May, beginning of June. And that's the one where the dealership is basically, he told me a bunch of lies. He was saying he could get me the discount of the $5,500 off the government, and either he knew or he's just incompetent and lost that anyway. So I've got this other possibility now of another Leaf from this other garage in La Maquinista in Barcelona, and I'll know more about it on Monday. It's certainly going to be worth a trip down to Barcelona anyway to talk to the guy. And hopefully you'll be able to say, yes, I've got a car and it's going to be available for you and so on. And you know what? I think what I'll do as well is if he says he can do it, I'll say, OK, right, put it into my wife's name for the moment, put the order in. But when it comes down to getting it for putting it on the road, you can put it in my name. But let's do the deal. I'll give you all the money now for it and we'll conclude the deal. And then that'll be good. Nissan won't be sort of connecting that car to me and saying, no, you can't go to a different dealership and so on. And I'll just cancel the other deal and I'm done with it. There's a thought. Something's got to give anyways. Give me a better price for this car. I mean, the other ones there, they're supposed to be sort of talking to the Nissan customer assistance and give me a better price. And the Nissan customer assistance was supposed to ring yesterday in the afternoon. Did they ring? Did they hell? So it's all up in the air still. I'm still trying to work out the best way to get myself a car at a decent price with all the red tape and messing about gubbins that you're getting from Nissan. But I still like the Leaf. It's a bloody brilliant car. It's lovely, it is. I sat in that one in the Nissan garage yesterday and it was not as good as the cars I've been sitting in, the Leafs I've been sitting in, because it was a Accenta model, which is the lowest of the range there, and it hasn't got the electric... brake, it hasn't got Pro Pilot Assist, and I don't know why anyone would buy an Accenta. I mean, I don't think it'd be good value for money when there's all that technology you can get in the car, you know, the Pro Pilot Assist and rear cross traffic assist and the all blind spot warnings and lane sort of warnings as well, all that sort of stuff. If you're gonna get a car, get one with all the stuff on it. That's what you need. Anyway, so this is me having a bit of a chat about buying a Nissan Leaf, and at some point in time, I'll be able to tell you I'm sitting in a Nissan Leaf, and it's mine, and I'm driving it, and I'm a happy little camper. But for the moment, I'm still doing a bit of complaining. I'm sorry about that, but yeah, that's just the way it is. Anyway, talk to you soon. This is Dave Allen. Bye-bye now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.